Good morning, world. Good morning, everybody. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together. Good to have you here with us, Terry. And good to have our good friend Paul Trombley with us. Good morning, sir. How have you been?
All right. I'm glad you didn't melt into a puddle yesterday.
Oh, I did.
It was close. Yeah, it was close. It got really close there.
I've
a couple
just been
of times.
Reconfigured.
Yes, it just threw Terry in the freezer and we got her back. That's how it worked.
I didn't even make it to yesterday. No. I died on Tuesday.
I was a little surprised to see you this morning, Terry. I didn't know how you were going to do. Is it looking any better today, Paul?
Yeah. Before I start the forecast, I have to tell a bad dad joke.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
It was so hot yesterday. There was a story about a guy who evaporated. He'll be missed.
Yes. That's perfect.
that was good.
So, I like get that. The bad dad joke out of the way.
That's all right. We'll take it.
Got to get it in. Got to get it in.
Yeah.
What does Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Oh, now I feel better.
Yeah, so. Me too. Me too, actually. Yeah.
But it's going to be certainly much improved today here compared to yesterday, but still hot, still humid, but not the levels that we had both of those at yesterday with cloudy skies. This morning, some sunny breaks could develop later today as we'll start to see those highs back in the upper 80s, maybe 90. Especially as you get a little bit further south of Wisconsin Rapids. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. And then on Friday, we're going to see a mix of clouds and sun. Maybe a late-day storm as this cool front comes in. Mid-80s, northwest winds, 5 to 10. 58, partly cloudy Friday night. Mid-70s, mix of clouds and sun Saturday. And then 51 on Saturday night. 76 Sunday with a partly sunny sky. Maybe a shower storm. Sunday night, mid-50s, scattered shower storm chance. Monday, otherwise partly sunny, 76. And then low 70s on Tuesday, pretty quiet, hitting further through next week, some mid-70s for Wednesday. So we've gotten through the worst of it anyway.
Yeah. And we're much improved at 90 today.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just as long as it's that kind of heat that sticks to you. Where you feel like it's exactly. You have another coat on or something.
Yeah, like you don't want to be too close to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you might need a light jacket today, you know. A little chilly.
A little bit.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for the laughter and the forecast. We appreciate you.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Have a good one, Paul. Best in the business right there. Oh, we got a joke and a forecast.
I love it when he's like, much improved. 90 today.
Working on a good spin on it. Nice job. Joins us every
eternal optimist
Monday through Friday. We are joined by our friends at the Weather Center, and very, very happy and proud to be.
That was a fabulous joke.
That was
too.
Good. That was I love good. It. I like it. We got some fun. There's two things that I've noticed the older I get that I'm forming into.
And you are getting up there.
Yeah, it's happening. I laugh at dad jokes now. I never did before. I used to cringe.
You were
at
an
those.
Eye roller?
Yes. Right. And I genuinely find them funny. I can't help it. And the socks thing. When you get socks and you're excited, like, oh, I got socks.
I have a brother that does the dad joke thing. Mm. And I mean, even when they are funny, I still roll my eyes at them because it's my brother. But you know.
Understandable. We got a bunch of fun things to get into this morning. We are going to talk about the pumpkin spice latte coming back.
It's back.
It is back. It is. We got underwear on vacation. How many people, how much you pack and all that. Interesting conversation coming up a little bit later about antidepressant and deodorant and before you go to bed. I've heard of this
before. I've heard people use that, like deodorant or antiperspirant before bed. Yeah, not me.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with our great friend, Madison Rafter, and he's Southwood County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, the most common myths we believe about cats and dogs. I'm going to get into that one.
Who's chasing who?
Yes, that's coming up. And in the 9 o'clock hour as well, we'll have That Ain't Right story for you. Some good stories of the day. We'll go local as well with that and catch up with our United Way, get some updates there.
Awesome.
I do want to get to a couple of quick notes here about our station, what we have going on. First off, I wanted to remind everybody, on Thursdays on our sister station, WIRI, be sure to check out Trail Tunes at 7. It's a wonderful show. Seth does a great job with this of bringing you classic country with hanging out with a bunch of the old cowboys from back in the day. Check out Trail Tunes every Thursday at 7. I've heard nothing but good things about that show.
What I'd really like him to do is do it on location. Like, yeah. I want Seth on a horse.
Yes, yes.
Like, commentating the show.
I want Seth on a horse, yes, yes. Absolutely, we're making this happen.
You know, we have one of those microphones on the great big arm, yep, that we're, like, yep, you know, going beside him.
I don't care if it's a fake horse. I want this. we're making this happen. That's a great idea. Seth has no idea this is coming, but we're going to make this happen.
You can't, like, lead Trail Tunes and not be riding.
I don't know if I've said it to him before. I was joking when we first started the country show, the Sunrise show on Wiz Country. Should I be wearing a cowboy hat when I'm doing the show?
No.
I want to see him in a cowboy hat. I've worn a cowboy hat a bunch of times for different roles and everything. One of the few hats I can pull off. I don't think I look too bad in one of those. I want to see Seth in one. I don't know if I've seen him in anything other than a baseball cap. Yeah, I got to see that. That's a good idea. I also wanted to make sure to mention how happy and proud we are to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We have had such a blast there already, and we're going to be there another couple days, everybody. Melissa's down there for a bit this afternoon. Seth will be down there tonight for a bit. Pam's going to be stopping by. Stop on by the booth. Say hi to some of your favorite voices here at WFHR. Get to know us a little bit better, and let's get to know you a little bit better with the Truth Booth.
Of course, they have James and I locked up here.
Yes, yes. Which is smart. It's safer that way for society. It really is. Stop by the Truth Booth. Let us get to know you a little bit. Tell us your origin story. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. You can vent if you'd like. You can go ahead and go in there and give us a good pork chop recipe.
Tell us why you love our station.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We'd love to get to know you a little bit better. And most importantly, you stop by the booth, say hi to everybody. Make sure to mention that you heard us talking about the Central Wisconsin State Fair on WFHR or WIRI, and you're going to get a new shirt with our new logo on it.
That's fun.
That is cool. I want by Christmas everybody in Central Wisconsin to have one of those shirts. Everybody.
And are you going to just pick a day to ask everyone to wear them? And then you could. Would that be fun to do a little flash mob just of the t-shirt?
That's what. Terry, you and I have been working together a little too long, maybe, because you're starting to think like me, or I'm starting to think like you, because that's exactly what I'm thinking. I haven't wanted to say that until we got to a certain point where we got a lot of shirts out there. Let's say it right now.
Say it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even hustle people up just right out here, or wherever, zoo, one of the parks, and just have a huge picture of everyone in their t-shirt.
I like the flash mob thing. Yeah. Like, as far as modern
the dancing
kind of
part,
things,
or
all of it. I like all of it.
I do too.
I don't know if I've really seen any negative ones, but all the ones I've seen have just been fun. We need more of that society. I think that's a fun idea, and you know, bookmark that, everybody, because that is coming up. Join us at the fair. Have fun at the fair, everybody. We're in the 4-H area. You can go ahead, the 4-H building.
In the 4-H exhibition building. So that's awesome, because you get a chance to really see the work that those kids, I mean, they work so hard on that stuff. Some of my really awesome childhood memories are from the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We were 4-H'ers and always make it a point to still get up there every year at least one day. You know, there's a really good Euro stand that I just can't walk by.
Man, now, I haven't had a good Euro in a while.
Yeah, they're good. Oh, God, they are good. Mm. My kids are going up there today because they want cheese curds. I'm like, well, do something else while you're there.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Ride a ride or something.
There's so much to do over there. Be sure to check it out, and we'll meet you at the fair, everybody. Enjoy the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Also have to mention how proud I am of this station and the coverage that we had yesterday at the Republican convention. Great work by everybody. I am fortunate that I'm behind the scenes and I get to see a lot of the hiccups and different things that can go on. What you hear on the radio is nothing but solid, clear, beautiful radio. Our team of engineers, we're a young company. And we have a lot of things that we are working out. So usually, like what happened with us going from Sea Hafers to Heart of Wisconsin Media. That was a little bit different, but I'm more used to Sea Hafers from NRG to Sea Hafer to this kind of thing. Old radio station companies buying old radio station companies. You come in and you have a blueprint, you have an idea, you have connections, all of this.
Sure.
We're starting from ground zero with this.
Pretty exciting.
That's the perfect word for it. It's very exciting and humbling to be a part of. Because I think of our station at WFHR here, 80 some years we've been around doing this. And we get to still keep doing it. We're still broadcasting from Rapids. We're doing the same thing that Artie did and Chuck's dad did and everything. Maybe a little bit different, maybe different equipment and that kind of thing, but we're still doing local radio.
Same microphones and chairs, though.
It's actually the same microphones, though. Yes, yes. No. And not exaggerating too much.
I know.
I think Artie's initials are actually on this.
I think you know, Terry Steak's breakfast is still, yes, on this one.
Oh, definitely. it's such a cool blessing to be able to be a part,
awesome,
to do and everything. A shout out to the great coverage and everybody doing the great work that they did yesterday. We got to get into our break here so we can come back and do some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Little Tone. We got all these birthday songs.
A little soul music.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little anniversary music in there.
That was good.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Real quick note, yesterday I mentioned that we had some listeners on their ham radio out in Sweden that loved this segment. Some of our listeners in Finland were not too happy about that, so I wanted to make sure to mention them. Thank you, and a shout out, a good afternoon to them out there. I hope they're enjoying their day. I got to learn more about these countries, though. I got to be honest with you, everybody, because there's certain things that you got to be careful about when you're talking about this stuff.
Yeah. You better be careful right now. You're just going to dig your hole deeper.
Almost did. Moving on. We have two possible qualifiers on this list. Terry, I need a one or a two.
All right, let's go one.
There we go. Gives us our qualifier. First up, want to wish very happy birthday to Darren Rojinski.
Happy birthday.
Darren's a good guy. Old high school friend of mine. And Darren's out there doing great things. Wishing you a good day, D. Enjoy your day. And a very happy anniversary, 27th anniversary, to Larry and Katie Brandt. They're our qualifiers today.
Happy anniversary.
Larry and Katie, congratulations on qualifying. Happy 27th to you two. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. Go ahead and celebrate all weekend long.
Very cool. I also want to give a shout out to my counterpart in Marshfield. So at the Marshfield United Way, Ashley Winch, her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Ashley. She's great.
Yeah,
she does really good,
awesome,
work up there. I've seen her on Channel 9 things, mm-hmm, and it does, seems like a really cool person. Not as cool as you, but,
well,
but cool.
I mean, so we're equal cool.
There's only one. There's only one Terry. Let's take a look at our celebrity list here of birthdays. First up, let's see here. Sophia Richie is 25, daughter of Lionel, sister of Nicole. Not familiar with her very much, but that's probably to her own design. Nowadays, if you're the kid of a celebrity and we don't know you, that feels like it's your choice.
You don't want to. Yeah.
It's funny to me. There's so many people that don't realize that Ozzy Osbourne has like an oldest daughter that nobody's ever met or seen because she just doesn't choose to be in the public eye like Jack and Sharon Kelly. Kelly.
Osbourne, yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool, to each their own. Let's see. Chad Michael Murray is 42. Wow. Jack Thompson on Agent Carter, Sam and Sun Records, of course, famous from One Tree Hill and Freaky Friday and some of those. But I hadn't heard that name in a very long time. John Green is 46, the guy who wrote the young adult novels The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns.
They're so good.
Yeah. My mom and my sister are a fan of those books.
And the movie, really, The Fault in Your Stars, is really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle is 50 today. Wow. Wow.
Is that show still on?
No, that has been on for a while. Dave Chappelle has gone from being one of the more like crossover comedians that almost everybody loves to just kind of like burning every bridge around him, it seems like.
It's imploding.
I don't know what necessarily is going on with that guy or what it is, or maybe he's just turning into the, you know, old grumpy man.
Maybe
or
he's
whatever.
Just done.
Maybe, you know,
yeah.
It could be that too. I will say this, though, no matter what he says going forward, that's one of the smartest, funniest comedians I've ever seen in my life, like, period.
He was funny.
I can't tell you how difficult it can be to write a good sketch. Sketch comedy is one of those things, just like improv, everybody likes to make fun of and throw to the side. But when you see an artist doing it, you stand back. you watch. When you watch Whose Line Is It Anyway or something like that, you're seeing some of the greats to do it, and Colin and that and Dwayne Brady and these people. So it's a big difference when you see it. And it's the same thing with sketch comedy. I've been working in this industry for the last 11, 12 years, and we do writing classes where it's write a minute sketch, write a 2 minute sketch, write a 5 minute sketch. And the same problem comes up almost every time. Oh, I got this great idea. I got all this. How do I end it? How do I end the sketch? It's so difficult. Sense. Dave Chappelle, one of the greats at ending sketches. His first episode, they have the black white supremacist, and it's one of the funniest dang sketches you will ever see in your life. Especially if you don't laugh at anything else, I promise you, you will laugh at the last 5 seconds. You will laugh at the
ending. So he's got the closer.
He's got the closer. He's
cinching it up. That's good. You know, when you brought up Whose Line Is It Anyway, we actually saw that at the Century Theater in Point. Live.
Oh my gosh.
That was one of the coolest things ever. And those guys were all there, you know, Wayne Brady and no Drew Carey, but it was cool. It was really fun.
That would be awesome. Oh, that would be really cool. Let's see here. Also wanted to wish a very happy birthday to one of my favorite actors of all time, Marlene Martin. Matlin is 58. Marlene won the 87 Oscar for Children of a Lesser God. She is the deaf actress that I think really is the first famous deaf actress and really pushed things to where we are, where just a year or so ago we had Coda win Best Picture for, and it was all based on, you know, deaf people and that. I love her work so much. But she's such a fun interview. Like, watch a Marlene Martin interview, and they're just, she's deaf. How good can they be? Oh, they're good. Oh, they're very good. That woman don't hold back, and she seems so comfortable in her own skin. I have no idea if she is or anything, but she seems like it. And what she has done for deaf people, for blind people, for that in this industry will never be able to be put into words. She changed the game. She showed not only can deaf actors and blind actors work, but my God, can they give you some of the you take Meryl Streep. I think the greatest actor in the world, and you have her play that role of a blind person or a deaf person. She ain't gonna do as good a job as Marlene. She just can't. It's important to have this representation. Certainly important when we talk about race and creed and religion and a lot of these things. But there's this gray area that gets lost in the shuffle, and it usually has to do with people with disabilities. And to see the work that she's done in her career is outstanding. Such a good artist. Reggie Miller is 58, one of the better three-point shooters of all time. Does a commentary for TNT now. Craig Kilborn is 61. Original host of The Daily Show. Also did The Late Late Show in 2004 for like a year or two.
Oh.
I kind of thought he'd be around a lot longer, but he just kind of went away. Dave Koechner is 61. You may not know his name, but I guarantee you probably know at least one of the roles he has done. He was Champ on Anchorman, Todd on The Office, Rick the pilot in Snakes on a Plane. David has got basically, if there's a Will Ferrell movie, he's been in it. He's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
The legend Jared Harris is 62 today. Lane on Mad Men, Professor Moriarty in the Sherlock Holmes movies, Ulysses S. Grant and Lincoln. Again, you may not know him, but you see his work and you know who Jared Harris is. Let's see here. Cal Ripken Jr., 63, Baseball Hall of Famer, didn't miss a day of work for 16 years.
How? 16 years,
Cal Ripken. Cal Ripken.
It's impressive.
When we talk about one of my favorite players of all time, I loved watching Cal Ripken growing up. When we talk about unbreakable records, I think that Brett Favre's consecutive game streak at quarterback is almost untouchable. Especially with that position and that we're in that game where the guys are only getting bigger and tougher and all that. And Cal Ripken's streak. When we think of the streaks that will never be broken, it's one of our favorite conversations to have as sports nerds. Like, what's a streak a record that'll never be broken?
Sure.
That's the top one on the list to me, is Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak, his Iron Man streak. Nobody will ever touch that, even come close to it, I don't think. Let's see here. Steve Guttenberg is 65 today, Terry. One of the kings of the 80s. The Police Academy movies. Three Men and a Baby.
Academy. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. At one point, Steve Guttenberg was going to be the next Tom Hanks. He was anointed. He was the guy.
Yeah, so what happened to him?
Casting agents stopped casting him. And he just kind of, he took that as a sign.
He was just... done.
Yeah. And just kind of, he just stopped working as much and everything. But he did move. He was in Ballers, a more recent show. And
oh, yeah, he was in that. I do remember that.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of work here and there since. But yeah, interesting to see where his career went. And that is going to about do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, happy birthday to Darren Roginski. And a happy anniversary, happy 27th anniversary to our qualifiers today, Larry and Katie Brandt.
Have an awesome day.
Enjoy you too. Enjoy your anniversary. And keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and direct message us through Facebook as well. Just get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love talking with you. Love getting, love celebrating you. And head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble Number 5.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Terry and James hanging out with you.
One, two, I always like this song.
Yeah.
Just because you can't help but bop along.
It's got a great beat. It is a fun song to bop
along. But it's good.
I've never understood the song, though, because I never listened to Mambas 1 through 4. So I've never understood this one. I worked a long time on that joke, Terry.
Fail.
I worked, did not end well. This is why we need the writer's strike to end people. Terry and James here with you. A couple of quick notes I wanted to get to. Terry and I were talking with Jorge, and I want to send a safe shout out to him. Safe travels out there. Good to see him again. He'll be joining us tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
That'll be great.
Get to know Jorge a little bit more. Talk with him. I want to talk to him about the Truth Booth and some of the great things that have been going on at the fair. Looking forward to that. Speaking of the fair, we got a message from Pam just a little bit ago. And Pam was at the fair yesterday. She braved it. Very happy to see that she is still one piece. She didn't melt.
Yeah.
And we are in the Lang Building over there at the fair.
There we go.
Just so you know where we're at, come stop by, say hi, say that you heard us talking about this on WFHR, WIRI. You get a shirt. You get a shirt, not just a shirt with our new logo on it.
Very cool.
Check that out. Say hi to the team over there and have fun out there, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. It is an interesting one today, Terry. We are getting into our National Day of calendar. One of the things that's not on there is today is the sickest day of the year, apparently.
Ew.
It is oddly if it's oddly quiet at work, here is why. A study found today as the sickest day of the year when we're most likely to skip out of work.
Oh, so not really sick.
No.
Skip day.
This is skip day. A company that tracks sick days looked at 5 years' worth of data, and more people call in sick on August 24th than any other day, either because they are sick or they just want to play hooky. They're not sure why today is number one, but in general, they found more people call in sick late summer, maybe because kids are back in school and the weather is still nice. August isn't the sickest month, though. That's February, when a lot more people tend to actually be sick.
It's not even fair to call this sick.
Yeah. The second sickest day is February 13th, which is close to Valentine's Day and the Super Bowl. So that might have something to do with it, you might think.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'd probably do the 15th,
yes.
The day after Valentine's Day. Well, I guess maybe if you're not prepared for the 14th.
Yeah. The rest of the top five are October 25th, the week before Halloween, December 15th in the lead up to Christmas, and April 18th for some reason. There is no real rhyme or reason why April 18th is there, though.
So these are days when people are actually sick, or these are days when people are just playing hooky?
There's no way to tell. It's just people are not showing up.
People are
That's
not
all
work.
They know.
Okay.
September 5th also made the top 10. That's the day after Labor Day this year. And here are a couple of quick more things from the study. The most common sick day excuses last year were stomach bugs, COVID, and anxiety or mental health days. 26% of Americans didn't take any sick days last year. 5% took more than 20. I am one of those.
took more than 20? No, you didn't.
I'm one of those.
You're on the other end.
I was like, what? If I took 20, I wouldn't be here, I gotta imagine. I don't think you could survive in an industry like this, calling in that much.
No.
I don't know. I've called in sick to a job before, but it was at Stoiber, I believe. I don't think I've done that here in my years in radio. I just don't, especially with our station, we don't really have a lot of, for years, did not have a lot of backup. Now, if something happens, you know, I lean on Seth or Melissa maybe, but, you know, back in the day, you got to chalk it up, buddy. Get in there. Turn that mic on and do your thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Especially from an employer standpoint,
yeah.
I'm just not a fan of fake sick days.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. No, especially because I grew up, one of the bigger things that I was taught, never cry wolf. Never cry wolf.
Oh, yeah, that way.
In part because with our luck, it'll happen. Like that was one of the reasons. Like
right, like I'm staying home because I have the diarrhea, yeah, and then the next day.
The very next day, yeah, you can't get out of the bathroom. Yeah, that's our luck. That is the mail off luck right there. But more importantly, because of these things are important, and if you bring attention to them when it's not, you're not going to have the same reaction, no matter what.
I agree. I've always kind of just been, you know, we give people time off. You have vacation days and that kind of thing. So use those. I don't think people realize when they call in sick and they're not really sick,
yeah,
the amount of stress that they put on the people around them.
Absolutely. It's
kind of selfish, honestly.
It's very selfish, yeah. And I think that being a good employee or being a good worker is the opposite of being selfish.
Yeah.
The industry you're in.
I mean, and then if someone's actually sick, of course, everyone picks up behind them and, you know, makes sure that they have what they need and that their things get covered. But if you know they're kind of, you know, playing it a little bit.
Yeah. Meh. Calling in sick is an outdated term. 54% of us usually text now or send a Slack message. I don't know what a Slack message is.
I don't either, but I agree on the texting versus calling.
Yeah? Yeah, you prefer that?
Happens.
That?
No, I'm saying that happens. It does happen. People just text me. Oh, I mean, in the scenario we have, I have a lot of employees that have little kids. So often it's more that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Than them being sick. It's like, oh, my child is sick. I need to stay home. Or can I work remotely today? Or, you know, like that kind of thing. But it 99% of the time comes from a text.
54% of us usually text now or send that Slack message. 33% still call. 12% send an email. And 2% don't even bother telling their boss.
Seriously.
Those 2% are in the unemployment line.
Yeah. Well, are they?
Well,
I mean, because I think a lot of places now are so hard up for help that doesn't, in some cases,
yes,
I mean,
yes.
If they were working for me, yes, they would be looking for a new job. Yeah. But I think in general, sometimes that doesn't happen.
Well, there's a tug of war going on between employees and employers where it has existed since the dawn of work. So, I mean, it's not something that's new.
Yeah, it's not new.
But in this day and age, it's becoming more data and evidence is out there more. You know, 30, 40 years ago, you could tell your employer something and you know, there wasn't a whole lot of data to back it up. You can make a living on that. You can survive on that. Now we have things like the United Way, the ALICE report that you showed to us, things like that, where we have the data that shows us, hey, minimum wage ain't working. Like this doesn't work. This is archaic. That didn't work in the late 80s when we were kids. How is it working in 2023? And the only people that believe it works are people that have never had to live on that kind of paycheck or are in a place in life right now where they're comfortable and they just don't give a dang about you. Like now on the other side, you have employees who are looking for more rights, looking for mental health to be brought into the conversation more, which is all really good. But unfortunately, you have knuckleheads that take advantage of these things. And so then again, coming back to the crying wolf thing, where how vital it is that if you are taking a mental health day, you need it. Like it's an actual mental health day. It isn't, you know, I just don't feel like working today.
It's not at the mall.
Yeah, yeah. Like miss me with that.
Right.
Because as somebody who has been trying literally for over 40 years to get people to take mental health seriously, this crying wolf stuff is taking us a step back.
Yeah, it's too bad. For sure.
We need more of this. And granted, you know, you can't look inside another person's head. But this is where the onus comes on the employee. And truly, like, what can you handle? How important it is. We learned this through COVID. I was raised, you got a cough, get to work. Unless you're an iron lung, get to work. Well, we find out through COVID, actually, that's not such a good idea. Because if you're sick, you're just going to make other people sick. And that's actually takes you back a step. So how do we find this balance? That's where we're going forward as employees.
But there's also, as an employee, in my opinion, you need to have the respect for your employer to tell them you're not coming. You know, that whole like 2% don't even call in.
Yeah,
they just don't show up. I mean, come on.
Where does the phrase hooky, playing hooky, come from? I love looking these things
Isn't
up.
Isn't that funny? So where does it come from?
The phrase comes from 19th century New York City slang, and it's thought to have its roots in the Dutch word hojeki, hide and seek.
Oh,
so
interesting.
That's where playing hooky comes from. It comes, actually, right. It's an American origin story.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
I like that. That's interesting. More interesting, fun stuff coming up for you on The Morning Show. Terry and James bringing it to you right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Be listening between now and 10 o'clock. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of Central Wisconsin State Fair tickets.
Whoa!
Got that coming up. Looking forward to it. We'll also talk a little bit more about the fair next hour. We're going to have our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. Madison will join us with a new furry friend.
We are busy, 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 busy.
Yeah. Although I shouldn't say furry friend. The last time she was in Hairless Rats, she brought it.
So, she did not.
Oh, yeah. And they were sweet. They were very sweet. They were very interesting.
When I was here with her a couple weeks ago, she didn't bring anything.
Yeah, well, hopefully we will today. We're looking forward to it. One thing maybe a lot of people are looking forward to out there, and they just don't admit it, is the and I refuse to say PSL, even though I just said PSL. Pumpkin Spice Latte. That's back, everybody. Labor Day might be the official start of fall, but today is like the unofficial start. The Pumpkin Spice Latte is back at Starbucks today, and it's a big year. It's the 20th anniversary. It debuted in 2003.
See? Now, they've had pumpkin spice cold brew at Dunkin' for like at least 2 weeks already.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I like it. So, I'm not a big latte person, but I like the pumpkin spice. I mean,
It always hits their menu in late August or early September, but this ties the record for the earliest. It also returned on August 24th, 2 years ago in 2021. When they first started selling it in 03, it debuted on October 10th, but the latest it's come back in the past decade was on September 8th in 2015. They also have two new fall drinks this year, an iced pumpkin cream chai tea latte, and an iced apple crisp oatmeal shaken espresso.
Oh, I bet that's good.
If it takes me longer to say the name of the coffee than to drink the coffee, I refuse.
Let's talk about the last one. What was the last one?
Iced apple crisp oatmeal shaken espresso.
I might try that.
I don't normally
drink caffeine, but I might be willing to try that.
I would try it. I feel like I would need the menu to order it, though. I would feel like I did. I don't know if I'd remember all
okay,
that.
Okay, seriously. We're just aging ourselves because my kids will like laugh their butts off. If we're, you know, like we go shopping, let's drive through Starbucks, right, for the ride home. And they'll tell me what they want for me to order it. And then I'm like, what is it again?
Yeah,
and then they just look at me like, are you nuts? You know what I mean? Because I just can't, I can't process it to spit it back out. I'm like, just say it loud so they can hear you.
Enjoy it now, kids, because that day will come. You'll be in those shoes one day where you can't remember things 5 seconds ago.
Now you just do a mobile order instead. Then you just got to push the button, walk in and grab it.
The only new food item this time is a baked apple croissant, but not at all locations.
That sounds good, too.
That sounds really good. I love croissants. I could eat croissants every day. I love croissants.
I like chocolate ones.
Yeah. I like making bacon and putting them in a croissant.
Oh, there you go.
That's some good stuff, too. I haven't had a one of these in a long time, pumpkin spice latte or whatever. I have had a lot of the like more like generic versions or like you go to the gas station and they got the liquid one. Or,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of those. I love pumpkin flavored things. So I really would be big on this, but I feel like everywhere I go and get one, I taste more of the spice than the pumpkin. And I'm not a big on the spice stuff. I'd much rather have just a pumpkin coffee,
See,
I think.
I guess I don't know. I really like the pumpkin spice just coffee.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
flavored coffee that Quick Trip has.
Yes, it's good. That's really good.
It's really good.
I do like that one. I do like that one. The other side of this that's funny to me is I've known people that will be shy about this. Like they won't say that they order it or drink it, and I find
like they're trying
kind of,
to hide it.
Yeah, and I find
they don't
want to
be bandwagoners.
I guess I don't know what it is, but of all the like to me silly things, like go ahead and just like what you like.
Yeah,
I don't see why, but I do know there are a couple of people out there that, and one of them is a listener I know for sure that do this, and they won't. They're like. They'll go and get it at like a time when nobody else is there or something. Or they'll drink it and put it in a different coffee cup even. It's just weird to me.
That
it's
is
like,
weird.
Just own it. Like if you like it, you like it. No, who cares what other people think?
I was laughing the other day. I saw a shirt and it was like, you know, kind of promoting fall, right? Mm-hmm. Just like a sweatshirt. And it had like a leaf and a football and, that, yeah. and then a little of like a coffee cup, like a latte
nice.
Cup. And I was just laughing. I'm like, this is pretty bad, but we got to put it on our shirt.
It's gotten to that point where it's that much in the pop culture where it's just that big.
But that's okay. It's good.
I'll say this part about it. It's good. I do agree with the idea that it gets you thinking about fall. And as much as, because I don't know what happened to June or August. Like July seemed like a full month, but June and August seemed like I blinked and they're over.
Yeah, I've been dreaming of fall for weeks. So
I am excited about fall. I will admit, I am excited about fall. I look forward to it every year. It's my favorite season. I love autumn. So I am looking forward to that. And this stuff does get you thinking about it. But I'm not necessarily ready to let go of summer, even after a day like yesterday. I'm like most people out there where I get to this point in the summer. Summer, and I look back and I'm like, oh, I didn't do this.
Yes.
And
so, then you call in sick on August 24th.
That would be more shocking to me than to anybody if I were to call in sick. And I can't imagine what condition I would have to be in to call in sick.
How bad would it be?
If I was in an iron lung, I'm not sure. I might ask Seth, like, Seth, come pick me up. I need to get to work. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm in an iron lung. I can't move.
I don't
call in sick.
I need
you to hit the buttons for me.
I don't call in sick either.
It's not one of those things where I refuse it. It's just in my brain. I don't know any other way to. I don't have an off switch. So I don't blame people that, you know, I'm not judging other people or anything like that with it. It's just my own work ethic, the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we have to get smarter about that going forward. Where do you have to, if you are sick, should you go in? You probably shouldn't.
You don't have to be sick to get your pumpkin spice latte
today.
No,
that's true.
You can just get it and go to work.
Go ahead and get it. Enjoy. This is a weird one, Terry, but that's kind of our wheelhouse, weird, especially weird polls. A new poll asked people how many pairs of underwear they pack when they're going on a trip. Specifically, they asked about being gone for 6 nights.
So, like, it's not somewhere where you're going to be doing laundry. You're going to be just gone.
Right.
Two extra.
Yeah, right on. 22% of people said 6 pairs of underwear, one per day. 36% pack two extra. Right on, Terry. Nicely done. Since they don't take up much room. Some people got excessive. 6% said 12
double,
or two
yeah.
per day. 4% said more than 12. But hey, if there's one thing you're going to overpack, it's underwear, right? And 13% of people gave the wrong answer, fewer pairs than the number of days. I don't even want to get into those stats. I didn't want to get into it.
Like, are they turning them inside out? Yeah. Or what are they doing?
They're doing it alone. I'll
mean,
tell
are
you
they
that.
Showering each day? Like I
feel pretty confident that they are doing whatever it is they are doing alone, not with a significant other. Men are a lot more likely to not pack enough underwear. 20% of men pack fewer than a pair of the number of days.
Why? They don't. Do you think they don't have that many?
I apologize, everybody. I should have warned you. This is a That Ain't Right story. I didn't realize
this is
it was
totally a That Ain't Right story.
Yeah. The full demographic of underwear packers is younger men from the West or Northeast.
Okay, so are they just going without?
Yeah.
Or are they rewearing?
Because there is, you know,
because I mean, I would maybe go without or I would rewear.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I am with you. I am the overpacker when it comes to this. Like, I don't overpack anything except underwear. Like,
I overpack everything.
I should, because my luck, I usually end up, you know, losing a shirt or ruining a shirt or something like that. And then I'm like, I'm wearing like a shirt from that's a local shirt, like place or something. And I look foolish. I look foolish anyway. But the underwear thing, I refuse to let that happen. Even when I was broke and had nothing, I made darn sure that if it was all the underwear I owned, they were coming with me on a trip. Because I am not going to be that guy. I am not running out.
James has two suitcases. One with his clothes and one with his underwear.
One with the undergarments and everything. You're darn right.
And which one gets lost?
It would be the underwear.
You better go half and half.
Yeah, probably. It's like the president and vice president. They don't let them in the same place.
Yes. Don't put all your underwear in one basket.
Now, there's a catchphrase. There's an idiom that we can all get behind. 424-2600. Love to hear from you on this one. Really on any of these topics, because
I mean, we don't want to hear too much about your underwear. We just want to know how many pairs you take.
I do challenge the person out there, though, that does pack less to give us the good reason.
What's
why.
What's the scientific reason why?
Yeah, give us some data on that one, because I can't. I actually think that if you do that, you probably don't admit it. You probably don't tell others. Like, I wouldn't. I can't imagine, like, why you would. Why would you share that information?
That's
true. I don't feel like that's something that you should
be telling
other
people. But
there has
to be. We know there's people out there. So, that's interesting and weird.
Yeah. Which, again, is our wheelhouse. Kind of what we do around here. I don't know as far as I think that the commando thing is a little bit where some of the, maybe I'm being hopeful that that's where a lot of the coming
could
from
be.
As far as some of the not everyday thing.
Or maybe they're going somewhere like beachy, and so they think they're just going to be in a swimsuit of the time.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Pack your underwear. What's the matter with you people?
Yeah.
Do you have a mother?
Yes. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Morning. I just took a trip to Europe and packed less underwear than my days there because you can buy online these small laundry seats to do your laundry in the sink.
Oh,
all right.
That's
legit.
That is
smart.
Have more space in your suitcase for souvenirs and things.
Yeah, you got more room in your case and all that. I get it. Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And you were laundering, so that's a little different.
Yeah, see, I didn't even think about that, about being able to do laundry on a vacation or something. I should be fair here. I've never been on a vacation, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But thank you for that. That's very helpful. That's actually insightful.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. Have a great morning. Thank you. That's a good answer.
Yeah, you know, there have been a couple times on like that we've been on vacations where I've planned like, okay, one day I'm going to have to do laundry. You know what I mean? If we were gone for a period of time. But yeah, that is smart. And especially if you're traveling like she said, overseas or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you do need to leave or want to leave room to be able to bring things back.
I'm curious to see when this day will come because I think it's going to happen one day eventually. I don't know how many people know if it's common knowledge or not. But like in Japan, they have vending machines for everything. Everything
there is no way I could buy underwear from a vending machine.
But I think that day is coming. I think that day is going to be here. Where because it's not even just underwear, but like if you got a business meeting and you spill coffee on your shirt, you can go and find a brand new white shirt. It's a white shirt with a black tie. It's nothing fancy, but you can go pick that up and right before your meeting and go in.
That is so funny.
I'm curious to see those. I think that's going to happen one day around here in this country. I don't know when, but I do think we'll have that eventually.
You know, if you're worried about packing room, could you maybe just like put on like 5 pairs of underwear while you're traveling?
Yeah. Quite possibly. I could see that happening. I don't know if you want. I can't read this and talk at the same time, so
you
I don't know what that is.
I think it's an accident. I think it's a public service announcement kind of thing.
Yeah. There was an accident on the eastbound lane on the Riverview Expressway Bridge. It's down to one lane, so you may wish to avoid the bridge if you are going east out there, everybody. Again, there was an accident on the eastbound lane on the Riverview Expressway Bridge today. It's down to one lane, so you may wish to avoid the bridge if you are going east. That is from our Cub reporter Pam Hilke. Thank you, Pam.
Absolutely. Pam. Just use some caution, extra care, and maybe use Jackson or Grand Avenue Bridge if you have time to reroute.
Hope everybody's safe out there, and whoever was involved in that is doing okay.
And I hope they had clean underwear on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That is one of those things that, Terry, you make that joke, but that is something my mother would ask. Like when you are living in a violent area. And you're a kid, before you go to school in the morning, it is not just my mom. Every mom in that high rise, one of the last things they would say to you, you got clean underwear on, right? Like, because if
you're like, yeah, I do now, but by the time I get there, I won't.
If something bad happens, you don't want go out with bad underwear.
See?
Or the other one with my mom, I don't know if other moms did this one, was the holes in your socks. Like, you do.
I cannot stand that.
Oh, I can't either.
I put them in the garbage. I'll see, like, my husband will have, like, a hole in his sock. I'm like, throw that away.
But they still got, like, two more uses. Like, just two more uses
out of it. Or you darn the hole.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Terry, we've been encouraging people to check out the Central Wisconsin State Fair. It's going on today. It's going to be going through a couple of more days here, and we're going to be down there today. Melissa is going to be down there. Seth will be down there for a little bit. Stop by, say hi, enjoy yourself. Let our gang down there know that you heard us talking about it here on the stations. And if you're one of the first 10 people, you get a shirt. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Check out the Truth Booth. We encourage you to do that. Let us get to know you a little bit more. Give us some of your feedback on the stations here, or let us know a little bit about you and your origin story, where you're from. You got a good pork chop recipe. I don't know. We want to hear. We love talking with you. Go ahead and bring it to us, everybody. But it's one thing to tell you to go to the fair and pick up this free shirt and talking to the Truth Booth. But I feel like if we're going to do that, well, we should give away some tickets.
Probably make it easy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we can't make it any easier for you than right now. Call up 424-2600. Join the conversation. Get yourself two tickets at the Central Wisconsin State Fair right now that you pick up today right at our studios.
And we will not make you talk about your underwear.
No, no. In fact, all you got to do is call up. That is it. Caller number
That's
one
it.
And you get it. 424-2600. Let's take the call. Good morning. You're on the show. You calling for the tickets?
Yeah.
All right. These are yours, sir. Who am I talking to?
Mike.
Thanks so much for listening and playing along, Mike. We appreciate that. Mike, real quick, anything that stands out to you that you look forward to about the fair every year?
Oh, the round barn.
Oh yeah, yes. Me too.
I love that place. Yes, yeah, good answer, Mike. Stay on the line, going to get some information from you, but thanks so much for calling up and listening, Mike.
Okay.
Appreciate you. We'll be back with more. We got our Pet of the Week coming up right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.